85.
What up, Fly?
What's up, Carlo?
Man, it's the 85 South Show. We out here in L.A., man. We taking this shit on the road.
Los Angeles.
Man, you been out here wilding, man. How you liking the West Coast?
Oh, man, I get to walk barefooted, man.
Barefooted.
Always to
Hold up. That's a real word?
Yeah, barefooted.
Define that.
Barefooted is when you outside barefooted, both your feet. Not one, just both of them. Feet.
Not barefoot.
No, it's barefooted.
Oh. Word of the day. Barefooted.
That's really a conjunction word.
Hashtag.
Barefooted.
Barefooted.
Let's do it.
Hey, man, we in here, man. West Coast pimping. We got our dog in here with us today, man. We chilling.
Who could it be?
Man, you already know who it is.
Who?
Worldwide.
Yeah.
Extravagant.
Yeah.
Magnificent.
Yeah.
Huh?
Exuberating.
Yeah.
Facilitating.
Yeah. Hold on. Let me get my word. Phenomenal.
Yeah. Oh, nigga, how you gonna come with a regular? Nigga, your word gotta be like this nigga word. You gonna come with a regular word.
You know, some people spell phenomenal with an F.
Chico Bean.
What's good? What's studio, good? Man. 85 South, man. I'm excited to be here with y'all.
Man, you've been
you curse on this shit, can't you?
Say something.
Yes, you can do it. Right. Say whatever you want.
All right, I'll just make it short.
Say something.
Yeah, yeah.
Something like say something, whatever you want to say. Just say
anything.
Anything that's on your mind right now.
Say it.
You know what I mean? A lot of these bitches got toes longer than niggas' dicks.
That's hey, what the hell? What the?
What bitches you been fucking with?
Hey, man, you can't say that on the 85 South Show.
I didn't say that I've been fucking with them. I just seen a long toe bitch on the way in here. I was just wondering if y'all seen them. Yeah.
Man.
Them ain't women.
That's crazy.
Motherfucking this shit.
Chico, what you been up to, man?
Man, we been out here, you know, doing the wilding out, the season 8. You know, we working. You know, y'all niggas on it. You know what we been doing.
What you expecting for season 8,
man? He's fancy.
Yeah, I've been expecting hopefully some more money.
Yeah.
I'm expecting.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I'm expecting.
But it's crazy that we got 85 South on the West Coast.
Yeah, man.
It ain't even South no more. It's like 85 West.
85. Bro,
we done stretched 85 South all the way to.
Do 85 come out over here?
Nope. Hell no. 40 do. 40, the Highway 40 come from this.
You can ride Interstate 10, but you can't drive no. You can't ride 85 South.
Oh, okay.
It's South. It's down. It's, yeah. We can go
and the
Florida.
Crazy part about it is Black History Month over here in Los Angeles.
Already?
Ah, Los Angeles.
Black History.
Yeah.
Is it really Black History Month? There's a lot of Mexicans in.
I don't even know if it's Black History. It's more like Black Memories.
Yeah, over here.
Yeah, Black Memories.
On this
man.
Side, because it ain't really too many. Black people. There's a lot of whites in Mexico.
Today is Black Comedian Appreciation Day.
Huh? Yeah.
Who you appreciate in the black comedy world, DC Young Fly?
You, nigga! Ah! My nigga!
That's my
but
partner.
But real talk, man. Man, I take it back. Like, I wish, like, Red Fox would be my granddad.
Yeah,
I just need that old head where I can talk shit to, and he give me the game, and he talk shit to me, you know what I'm saying? Like Red Fox, man, I feel like, man, I give black comedy appreciation to.
Red Fox, Robin Harris, Bernie Mac.
Yes, sir.
All the great. Richard Pryor.
Yes, sir.
We talking about people that ain't here with us no more, man. I had to say Patrice O'Neal.
Patrice
was dope, man. Yeah, but my personal, like, you know, shout out would be the Earthquake, man.
You gotta
I love
give a
Quake.
Shout out.
Oh, man. Earthquake is retarded.
Bro, it's so many funny ass comedians out here on the
ground, man.
All the funny ass comedians in Chicago and LA and Detroit and New York and Atlanta and
Houston
and Nashville and. All over the place. We got to give a shout out to Tracy Morgan, man. He got the $90 million in there, man.
Yeah.
Still funny as hell. That's crazy. You know, Kevin Hart got a new shoe coming out with Nike.
Exactly. That's amazing. But that right
only,
there.
It's on the baby shoe.
I heard they was only going to be in child sizes.
Yeah. They don't go past six.
Damn.
Six and a half.
Nah, six and
That's
a half.
That's still dope. That means, nigga, we can get our own shoes. We can get the suck MCs.
Get the
I don't give a fuck who make them either, nigga. I signed with Pro Kids.
They say he
give
sold,
me my own shit.
They say he sold out in all like 12 C's and shit. Like
For
that.
Real?
Like, they
Ain't
sold
no
out
youth sizes left.
Yeah, man, I'm telling you, Slim. I'd love to get my own
Can you imagine
shoe.
Getting your ass whooped for your Kevin Hart's?
Yeah, I couldn't imagine that.
Nigga,
nah.
All the baby mamas in line like, we want the hearts.
Bro, that shit is motivating as hell. Kevin Hart got his own shoes. I'm trying to get my own boots.
There's gonna be kids out there here.
I know what all the nigga
trying to get my own boots, nigga. I need my own boots.
Oh my god!
It gonna come with something on them, like somebody step on me.
Cowboy
like,
boots,
nigga.
Cowboy boots. Oh, that'll be hard.
That should be crazy.
I'm trying to come out with. Hey, anybody got the plug on some leather? I'm trying to come out with my own Carlos Miller comedy boots.
Comedy cowboy boots.
Comedy boots. Perfect for knocking.
Comedy boots.
I'm going to come out with some silk
perfect
socks.
Perfect for knocking.
Silk socks by these young man. Black.
So out of males who can't beat their woman up, but you can kick them with them silk socks.
Don't tear no skin off or nothing.
Put a child on her ass. Fire, bitch.
No, dad. You don't tear no skin. Matter of fact, think about it. If I had my own line of shit, I'd come out with my own line of draws, nigga. Like, motherfucking... just real, like you ever felt the bitch with when they got their hair wrapped with something? You be like,
you
man,
you
want to
come out with your own drawers that's made out of head wrap material?
Yeah, exactly, nigga, like that silky.
So you want drawers that's made out of the back and forth with a connect?
What?
What, nigga?
Oh.
What the fuck is wrong with you, man? This nigga over here thinking about Forrest Whitaker's neck.
That nigga
man.
Put two.
Did you just see it? He had to just see it. That ain't just something that just come into your mind off out the blue.
That nigga got alligator skin on his
neck. I did not know that Chico Bean was sitting at the crib trying to make draws out of satin
head wraps. You gotta be creative, man. You ain't never seen that before.
Damn.
That'll be easy to sell, nigga. You know what I mean? And if a bitch act like, you know, your shit fucked up, take your drawers off. Look, I give you my drawers.
He gonna call
you
me.
You can
like,
wrap your head with my drawers.
Hey, you can wrap your head with my drawers.
As long as you can lick my balls.
Hey,
I said, you wrap your head with my drawers.
That's your jingle.
As long as you can lick my balls. I'm telling you, man, I'm selling out. Then I tell her. Then I tell her, give me some Carlos Miller comedy boots for Christmas.
And DC silk socks.
And a DC Young Fly silk socks. You know what I mean?
That's a
whole outfit right there.
Bruh, we put this shit together. You lock down socks. I lock down boots.
He locked down the drawers, nigga.
Man.
Oh, man.
Is they going to be brown?
You know what I mean? And like a chick got something to appreciate each level of clothing you take off, nigga.
Right.
Kick the boots off.
She's
like, oh, shit, that's them Carlos Miller boots.
But if I really just had to pick, I'd come out with my own bra for double D's and up. Like,
yeah,
they look
big
like
titty.
Like, yeah, the bra look like
Carlos cups.
Look like two hands holding up the titty.
Carlos cups.
I want
yeah.
them shits to be molded after
you
my head.
You make your own cup size. This right. is the Carlos cup yeah. right here.
So it's going to be like fingers inside the
right,
shirt.
Inside the bra. Like, yeah.
That's a good. Has that been done?
They're going to be asking them, are you okay? They're like, ma'am, are you okay?
And then right. you know what would be dope with that, Lowe's? If you just get various niggas to just put their hand imprints so you can get like Chico Bean hands or
what about like Shaquille O'Neal hands?
Right. Exactly.
You gonna need some big ass
titties for that.
Yeah, this is Shaq.
That
Carlos
shit
Shaq
is wow, man. Any that more comedy appreciation we got, man? What else we got in the comedy world going on this in recent? As of recent,
us niggas getting shows.
Man, we getting shows like
we need some
man.
More.
How the new season looking?
New season looking beautiful, great, man. I can't wait till air, man. This shit gonna be live, man.
I just don't like how they keep us in limbo.
When limbo
that shit air.
Not knowing.
Like, you be like, when it come on? Either April or next year. You be like, God damn.
It's either gonna be on in April or December. How the fuck them?
I just say, just tell me, nigga. Shit.
Nah, they don't really tell you too much about that shit, man. Not too much at all.
But we on that hold though.
Yeah, we damn sure.
We definitely on that bitch, man.
Oh, man, you know what's going on, man. So since we talking about shit that
real
motherfuckers
shit.
Faking it.
Real shit.
I'm telling us when the shows come
let's
on.
Talk about
that's
some real
the topic
shit.
Of the motherfucking day.
Real
faking
shit.
Faking it.
Oh.
Do y'all know any just things or people out there just faking this
bruh,
shit?
Bruh, social media is the fakest shit ever.
Ever.
Fakest shit ever, nigga.
Fake.
Ever. You know what? I'm seeing a lot more women not appreciate what God gave them. Like, I went to this, you know, we went to a little event for Wildin' Out.
Yeah.
You know, all of the chicks was in there. And all of them bitches looked like they kissed something they was allergic to. Their lips was just swole. Like, you ever seen a motherfucker eat crabs that can't have crabs? And they look
allergic reaction.
It looked like Wandolph in Living Color. I was like, why are you bitches having allergic? Everybody. I'm like, Lord. Like, why is everybody got the puffed up lips and memory foam ass cheeks? Like, it's crazy.
When you
got
to go to your face.
Bitches, you get your ass from Brookstone? Like, why the fuck?
Bitches taking hip meat and put them on their lips. Like, bitch, is that hip meat on your fucking lip?
That's one thing that's crazy about L.A., man. You come out here, everybody have fake titties. They be like, how you got $10,000 titties and you don't even have nowhere to stay?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Like, bitch caught an Uber over here.
Should have put that $10,000 into that Kia, bitch.
This bitch rich as hell. She got $5,000 each breast.
Exactly.
Riding the Uber.
No car.
No car. Or
can
a Kia.
You send me an Uber?
Or she got a 2001 Kia that sound like this when it start up.
that bitch got an automatic sounding like a
bitch
stick.
Don't park that motherfucker on the hill. You gonna kill somebody.
I'm telling you.
Shit is ridiculous.
I love L.A. though, man. You know, it's a weird little place.
You know, it's you know who else be faking it,
they
man?
They got the weed delivery service out here. That's real than the motherfucker.
That's real.
Yes, oh, that's real shit real. Right there, man.
They ain't that's faking that shit.
They ain't faking they that real shit. With that. They got real drug problems out here. They got weed in the gummy worms. Shout out, they put weed in every goddamn.
Shout out to the fake dope dealers out here who still selling weed like this shit just ain't legal out here.
Exactly. You know I got
hey, when gas. I come.
So does the store right here, motherfucker.
When I come to L.A.
Nigga done got the weed out the store and tried to sell it
back to you and shit.
Hey, man,
they closed now, bro. You can't get in that motherfucker. They standing in the doorway and shit won't let you walk past them. And now they
nigga
closed,
can't
bro.
Sell me no weed that come in no bag. When I come, I need that weed that came from the doctor's office.
In
that's
a jar.
Sealed. Ain't nobody done touched and played with it.
I need tape
day.
On my shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
It's that's some real shit.
A lot of niggas
faking
it,
said they had that D'Angelo weed. I said, what the fuck is that?
What is it?
I don't know. I kept walking. I didn't want that shit. Nigga died instead of D'Angelo weed.
I don't want
that
shit. Well, some D'Angelo? Mm-hmm. That's the street name for mid now?
Oh, exactly. That's what I'm thinking. That's that brown, ain't it?
Yeah. But every time I smell somebody smoking mid, I be like, I hope the police arrest these pussy ass niggas. They out here just breaking the goddamn law.
Every time I know I see his smell somebody smoke mid, I feel like they mind ain't strong enough to smoke that good shit.
Right, man.
And they
right.
always blaming on that, you know, there's something in that gas.
Fake like, it till you make.
It's only like 25, 30 niggas left in the country to sell mid.
Shout
like,
out to all the real
know,
niggas.
Man. It's like 25 to 30 niggas in the whole country.
Nigga be like, DC, man, you been out there to Cali, man. I know you
mid is hard to come by right now.
You know, I'm just working off on them mid.
That's because all the niggas old school buying niggas buying all the mid.
That's what I'm saying. All your uncle got all the mid. You know what I mean?
You have a party and you invite your uncle, he pull out an ounce of mead.
An ounce of mead. But that's the thing. Now, it's a conversation piece for me. Like, uncle, where did you find this mead? Like, did you travel somewhere to
I know
this
a
ounce,
nigga? I know a nigga.
You know a nigga where?
I know
you
a
got
nigga.
An uncle know a nigga in Oklahoma. This motherfucker live in Atlanta. This nigga that drove to Oklahoma overnight to get an ounce of mead.
And get what he tell you? Mine ain't got no seeds.
Exactly.
Like, nigga, like, nigga,
the gas you spent to get the mead, you could have got an ounce of loud. And fuck that loud shit.
It's just that baby gas.
Then they always be like, that shit got some other shit in it. I ain't smoking that shit. Mead is mid. I know what's in the mid.
It's that baby gas.
Hi. Y'all got all types of
that's
shit in there.
Right.
They putting all types of shit in that gas.
We're
going to
go through
gas.
The Ten Commandments I'm of being a real shit. Nigga.
Oh, yeah. It's,
thou shalt
not
text his partner the word K.
At all.
Be like, hey, bro, what you finna do, man? I'm finna hit the stove.
K.
Don't. Oh, God, nigga.
Yeah.
Nigga had to call my partner. Hey, bro, did you forget an O? You forgot to send O, too, nigga.
Hey, a lot of people, I know the social media is popping, but you should not be out here taking selfies with another dude.
No, you shouldn't.
Y'all in a picture
hold up,
cheek
hold up.
To cheek
wait
with
a minute,
each other.
I won't be cheek to cheek, but I will take a selfie just because I don't feel like them stopping another motherfucker to take a picture because I'm on the go.
You famous, though.
Can you,
got
please turn that bitch around and take this damn
picture? Cool.
Yeah,
I done did that, too. But
nigga
but
be like, hey, can we take a picture? I'm like, hell yeah. He said, shit, I got to find somebody to take it.
2016, I don't want to see no more niggas with their hairline spray painted on.
Oh, yeah, cut that shit off, man. Beijing. As a bald nigga.
Y'all
as a young,
bald head, so
as a young bald nigga.
Y'all bald.
That shit cut
don't
off.
Go for y'all.
Man. As a young bald nigga.
One time in your
listen,
day, you
there's
had
a beauty
spray on
to
your
this,
shit.
All right? I know what I'm going to look like forever
I
now.
I cut
nigga.
My shit off.
I know my shit going to look
we
this way
hope.
Forever.
We still
right?
got hope on our shit.
You know what I mean? You got a little on. Bit. Fuck that spray tan. You nigga, you sweating, motherfucking looking like you turning into a creature of some sort. Nigga, that shit don't make no sense.
Right.
You playing basketball with a nigga. See? Nigga start sweating black. Like, nigga,
this
you
like swamp.
This is coming from niggas who have won't grow no more. So they just mad. Cause niggas still got.
I ain't
hope.
Mad. I ain't mad.
That's
I'm
like
just
a bitch
saying.
Wearing weave. That's our weave.
Oh, you be wearing that Beijing shit?
I don't wear it. You know, sometimes a barber might fuck you up, and the nigga has to
yeah,
make
I
sure
mean,
you straight.
Oh, okay.
You know, we just bouncing back. That's just bounce. We call that bounce back.
The bounce, spray.
The bounce
okay.
back spray.
The bounce oh, back spray.
The bounce back spray.
All right, and they just mad.
You should not be liking another nigga's shirtless photo on nothing.
Yeah.
Who is doing that?
Don't even be liking pictures of a nigga on
have
that.
Have you ever scrolled down and went to your shit that you like just to make sure? Because, you know, Instagram will do some stupid shit like that.
That popular shit. Page be disrespectful sometimes. Like based off posts you like. I'd be
man,
like, what
bullshit.
The fuck did I like
I
to make
like
me
no
pull
shit.
This shit up on my page,
nah.
nigga?
Hell
like,
no.
This shit is crazy. Hey, you know what, Thou? Just, hey,
I like the explore page. So
thou shall never snitch on another nigga
never,
in regards to
ever.
Nothing, but especially
all right,
bitches.
All right, thou shall
ever.
Not snitch on
ever.
Another nigga, but there's always a good but.
What's the but?
If you done told this nigga this is your shit and he still act like it ain't his.
Oh.
What type of situation are you in?
That's some wild shit.
Yeah, that's a little different. I wasn't going to go all the way there yet. I was just talking about with the...
When you catch your man... You got to beat his ass for him to tell on himself.
Yeah, exactly. I'm talking about when you see, like if you see your man cheating or some shit like that, and you you never tell. Like, I told somebody this the other day, and I want to see what y'all think about this. Like, this is my perspective. I would never tell on a nigga. I don't care who it is. If I seen my daughter's boyfriend cheating on her,
I would say
something to that nigga.
I seen my sister.
But I wouldn't tell her. Like, I would say something to that nigga. I'd be like, hey, nigga, what the fuck is you out here doing? Are you cheating on my motherfucking daughter?
Hey.
But I wouldn't go tell, hey, baby, I saw your boyfriend out there fucking around with them bitches today.
Nah,
I wouldn't
do
it.
See, like, I saw my sister's boyfriend cheating, right? So, then what I did, I took a picture, right? And then I waited. He was at the crib and shit, like, everything was cool. But I know where the nigga was just coming from, because I was just coming from the same spot. Mm. You feel me? And I was like, hey, bro, I'm going to holler at you. You know what I'm saying? I was like, shit, what this about? He was like, oh, you know what I'm saying? I said, bro, to be honest, I don't even give a damn. Let me get hung up.
Yeah, you know, that's stupid. Cool. Like, that's what I'm saying.
Hold on,
like,
for me, he gonna extort the nigga, though?
Yeah, yeah. Extort a nigga.
That's what I'm saying.
Out.
That's what I would do.
Let me get a hold on. Every time I see him,
like, if
this nigga ain't paid bills.
If a nigga was cheating on my mama, if I found out a dude was cheating on my mama, I wouldn't tell my mama. I would just act like a certain way around that nigga to where he would be so mad that I was disrespecting him the way I was that he would tell my mama. Like, why he always, look, I'm gonna kill your goddamn son. All right, this nigga see me fucking a bitch. But that ain't no reason for that nigga to be talking to me all crazy. That's right. What would happen.
Right.
And then you standing over there like, what?
I'm like, yeah, what? Now I can see him, but I never told on that nigga, though. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't do it. That's just against me. You can't do it.
You got a lot of sisters. You ain't never went to go see some hoes with, like, your sister, baby, dad, or nothing like that?
Yeah.
Like, you and your brother-in-law come up on
hoes? Nigga might be pulling up, like, say, he might be serving somebody. He be like, man, y'all got a lot of bitches. I'm like, I know you fought one on. Which one going?
hey, shout out to all the cool-ass brother-in-laws who be putting their brother-in-law up on some little chicks or whatever.
You got to, man. You got to put a little baby brother up on some shit, man.
Hell yeah. That's real shit. Real niggas can't. Real niggas don't drink nothing and say they tipsy. That's rule number 16 in the real nigga handbook.
Yeah, you can't do
don't
that.
Don't no niggas say they tipsy.
Yeah, don't no nigga request the straw.
Well, I was young
either.
And I was tipsy.
Don't be tipsy.
Don't request the straw. If they
man,
give
have you
one,
ever seen a nigga drink?
If they give you one, then you go. But if you a nigga, be like, hey, man, let me get one of them straws. Hey, wait a minute, nigga. In the club, you don't. Because you know they ain't give you no real straw.
If you get
a straw in the club, it better be a motherfucking milkshake straw.
Have
nigga.
You ever seen a nigga try to find a straw and talk to a nigga at the same time?
Yeah.
Like, nigga, you know what I'm saying? Nigga be like, man, this nigga here, man. Don't talk to me, man. Find it. Look down, bitch. Look down.
Hey.
Hand-eye coordination, bitch.
Here go another one. Y'all niggas can't be in the club sharing strawberry hookah with each other either.
Blowing, I hate these niggas. These
blowing
niggas
little smoke on each other and shit. Yeah.
Nigga, you not smoking.
Nah, cut that bullshit.
I have asthma. I'm about to knock this shit off the table.
Yeah, exactly.
I want y'all to stop smoking this candy
what
yam.
What is it?
These niggas be smoking candy yams.
What is it?
Yeah. Off the top of the thing.
What is it?
And they just take the top off and pass the other nigga. Like, they keep their little piece. You know what I'm saying? And pass
and
it around.
Pass it around.
This is rule number 17 on the real nigga list in the handbook. Thou shall not barber hop. Can't be jumping in and out. That's some whole ass shit right there.
That's some fuck shit, nigga.
That's some whole ass shit right there.
Hell no.
You look like a real bitch letting three, four niggas cutting your head, man.
Yeah, exactly.
That's some gay ass shit.
That shit ain't right.
That means you like niggas touching on you.
Exactly.
Wait a minute. Somebody wrote this one down, and I don't understand this one. Thou shalt not look left or right while using the urinal.
I
want to know who the fuck standing. I ain't say I'm looking over. I look, nigga, I'm like, oh, there go a white nigga, there go a black nigga. I got to mess with these niggas. I ain't watching my dick. Like, all right, nigga, keep your eyes up, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Because nigga be like, hey, how you? Nigga, chin up, bitch. Hey, we got the same thing.
You got to make sure they ain't looking. That's a good point right there.
But I don't like them urinals without the block.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like, nigga, it's all this. You got to get a
one.
Corner.
This is another one, Fly. This is number 21. If you sitting on the couch watching TV by yourself and you tuck your legs under you, use a bitch ass nigga.
Oh, yeah.
Use a bitch ass nigga.
Yeah.
Don't no real nigga tuck his legs up under him that, nigga.
You don't. Nigga, I don't even understand how niggas
I don't
sit
like niggas,
that comfortably.
I don't like niggas who lean on their fists.
I don't want niggas
like
sit
this.
Like
don't,
that
let me tell you something.
Don't
I lean
no
on my
nigga
fist.
Need to be leaning on their fists.
I'm lazy. I lean on my fist. And I fuck plenty of bitches while thinking
nah, you
about
know
fucking bitches
nah,
leaning
nah,
on my fist.
That ain't that bad. It's when a nigga put both his hands under his chin and put his elbows on the table and looking at you like a third grader,
what,
nigga. Like,
you,
what the fuck
when,
does you want me to talk to you about?
That's when you extra tired.
No,
be extra tired.
Nah, DC. I'm
and you
sorry.
Try to hold up.
Nah,
I'm tired.
Nah, you don't look at me like that.
Well,
I don't trust
know,
a nigga
well, your
at me.
Back stronger
looking
than mine.
Looking at me like you googly-eyed at a nigga.
No, I'm not talking to you.
It doesn't matter.
I'm with bitches. Hey,
Chico.
And I'm tired.
This is another one. Number 33. If you handing something to a nigga and you do your wrist down like this.
Oh, yeah, no.
You bitch ass nigga.
This
the one. No nigga put his wrist like
this. If you drive underhand.
You can't drive underhand.
You can't drive underhand. Nigga be about to make a left turn and drive. Nigga, you can use your heel. All
right. Yeah.
Use
you know,
your
another
hand
one,
heel.
You know another, this is number 42 right here. Thou shall never tell a nigga he got something on his face, and if he miss it, you be like, shit, dude, I get it for you, nigga. Like, wait a minute. No. Wait a minute. Did you just wait a minute?
I would make my
you
partner walk in the club with a head full of hay on his head. Yeah. And yeah. I don't give
you
a
got,
damn.
You got something on
That's
your chin. I'm like, wait, did I get it? No, you ain't get it. Just come here. I get it for you. No, you won't, nigga. I don't need you to get it for me. Motherfucker, stay in here.
You feel what I'm saying?
It's crazy.
Thou should not tell another man he has eye boogers. Let me have eye boogers. don't tell me I got eye boogers. You no, looking damn. Too deep.
Hey,
man, you know you got
this,
some boogers.
This is another shit. This,
I know, nigga.
This
is
a new
up.
One. I don't know when they put this one in the real nigga handbook, but this. Number 73. If you go out with your homeboy and he get too drunk and he fall asleep and you wake him up, use a bitch ass nigga. I don't know how that got on the list, but if a nigga get too drunk and go to sleep and you wake him up, you know, a bitch ass nigga for waking another nigga up.
You know what I have a pet peeve?
What?
Say for me and my partner Ryan and we go through the drive through and the nigga say, hey, tell him I want a number one. No, oh, bitch, nigga, you tell him you want a number one. I'm going to roll my window down and say, hey, my partner wants something.
Black,
and leave
tell
that.
Him what you
Black.
Want. Tell him what you want.
That's actually on the list. That's number 82. Thou shalt not order for another nigga.
You feel me? Tell him you nigga be yelling, I want a number one.
Exactly. What yeah, they can hear you.
Hold on. Let me roll the back window down. Go ahead.
Hey.
I ain't ordering for you, bitch.
Thou shalt not scoot past a nigga in the club. If you don't know what scooting past a nigga in the club is,
Chico.
If the area is too crowded, whoever you need to talk to can wait till it open up a little bit. Don't you be waiting when you in the club and a nigga get to scooting past you and his whole body touch the back of your body. Like, nigga, get off me, but you can't go nowhere. So now y'all just like, bruh. Like, don't scoot past niggas. No scooting in the
don't
club.
Don't scoot past niggas. The niggas
right?
Don't scoot past niggas. Chico, this number 97. If you and your homeboy rode together and y'all about to leave and this nigga yell out, wait on me, and you stand there and wait, use a bitch ass nigga.
Exactly. If you
that
drop your man.
That nigga gotta meet you at the car.
Exactly.
Don't you stand there and wait on no nigga.
And if you check on your nigga to make sure he got home after he left your crib, nigga.
Y'all
hey,
gay. Y'all
just,
go together.
I was just texting you to see y'all if you made together. It home safely. Why, nigga?
Y'all
let me die if I'm gonna die. And
hold
just
on,
come
hold
to
hold
my
hold
funeral.
Hold
the fuck
minute.
Wrong
Wait
with you texting me some
Wait
shit like that?
Wait a minute. It's about how you say it. You can't be like, you made it home. Nigga be like, you good. That's the nigga shit. You good. Like, if this my partner, and I know you finna go to the crib, nigga, 4-5. Hey, my nigga, you straight? All right, say no more then.
You
I'm
say
gone.
That before I leave. You say that before I leave out the
he
door.
Ain't got no real
hey,
partner.
My nigga, you good?
Nigga
I'm
got,
straight.
He ain't got friends.
Whatever, nigga. You
he
just,
ain't got partner.
What that, this nigga DC just back. He done hit a nigga like, my bro, you made it home safely?
No, I hear him like,
nigga,
you good?
DC that, nah, you made it home safely, my
especially,
nigga?
Especially if I know we done shot at niggas together. You know, this my nigga. You straight?
Oh, well,
I gotta make
different.
Sure nigga ain't follow you home, nigga. Nigga
oh,
might text, hey,
you
man, nigga follow
shit.
Me home. So now I gotta
thou shalt not do that shit I just said unless thou hast shot at niggas.
Yeah,
let's put that
right,
in the book.
Yeah, right,
let's
yeah.
make an asterisk beside that. If thou hast shot at niggas,
have
then
ever,
you can check
I,
on the nigga.
Have I ever said you good after we went to the club? No. We never shot at nobody together, nigga.
That's some wild shit. Y'all, just any more on the list? Any more?
It's a bunch. We ain't got to go through it. Thou shalt already know this shit. That's what it is.
Thou niggas
shall already know this shit. If you don't know this shit, you
thou,
lost.
Thou shall not go to the club with a motherfucker who ain't gonna fight.
That's true.
Right.
Yeah. But that like telling how do you find out if a nigga gonna fight though?
When
like,
it's time to fight.
But do you ain't well.
Hey,
okay.
Let me tell you something. You'll know when it's I say for this how you know. If a motherfucker wanna if say for you feel like you got a problem. If a nigga wanna handle your situation more than you do, then that's the nigga you want to go out with. You like, man, these niggas looking. Which one of these fuck niggas looking? You like, hold up. All right, nigga, you ready. You about it. But you telling me.
That don't mean that, DC.
But I'm saying, though, that's
that
before.
That don't mean that.
I know it don't, but that's
hey,
before.
Hold up.
I done I seen just, a lot of niggas I, wait, say, wait, what's Chico, up with y'all fuck niggas? Then they kick off, and he be like, I hate that I
Chico,
found out what was up with them
wait
fuck
a minute,
niggas.
Wait a minute. Wait
but
a minute.
Them the ones
I
you
hate
can't
that
do.
I found out.
Hold up.
What was
you
up with them fuck niggas?
You got to see what 103 say.
What they say?
It says, if you go to the club and you get knocked out, You can't ever go back to that club ever again in your life.
You can't go back to that club.
Ever
no
again
more.
In your life. If you lost no a fight at the club, you are barred. You can't ever come back.
And if, especially if it's bad enough where they had to turn the lights on. Right. They're whooping your ass so bad the lights get turned on. Yeah. He's like, hey, when this ain't enough, hey, y'all stop your,
DJ
y'all niggas stop, hey. And if that ain't enough and they got to turn them lights on, nigga, it's, you banned from
it's
them.
It's over
forever.
With.
The DJ trying
never
to
go
stop
back
damn
there.
Fight, man.
You know what I mean? Usually, hey, y'all niggas chill out, hey. That means security got there, the shit that got broke up. But when you still, hey, then it just stop, and then you just, the music just stop, and then you start hearing shit break, and the lights turn on.
What'd he say? Just go.
Huh? Motherfucker. Hey, y'all chill, hey. Hey, man, all these women in here, y'all niggas in here tripping, fighting the shit. Hey, fuck that shit. Hey, man, shout out to all the niggas in here about getting some money in this motherfucker. Shout out to all my niggas in here about their business that ain't on their bullshit. Fucking up the party and shit. Nigga, DJ be mad. They be scared they ain't gonna get paid and shit. You know what I mean? Shout out to all my niggas in this motherfucker that's down with the real shit. They doing all that fuck shit. Fighting in the club, all these bad bitches in that motherfucker. You be like, yo.
Color money.
I want to fight this nigga now. Like, this shit. Nigga yelling and shit
in the
mic.
You sitting in the back listening to like this
money.
Nigga right in the motherfucker.
Exactly. He be
he saying all the right shit.
Shit is ridiculous, man.
At what point in black history did niggas start fighting in clubs, man?
Man, I don't know. That probably as soon as they opened up clubs for niggas. Because, you know, niggas stay with a problem.
You think some niggas named Rufus and them fucked up the hayride a few times?
Oh, you know it, man. Them, you know, it was different back then. They was a different breed of black man. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you could tell being a black man changed when this nigga went extinct. The nigga in the R&B group that had this voice. And the time that nigga did the high-pitched voice, dude.
Yeah.
Them niggas, where they at? They don't even exist. There was a time you had to have that nigga in the group. And
bruh, they
didn't make
like
you soft. Because I guarantee if you look at the back of a Stylistics album cover or something like that, you would not be able to point out the nigga with that voice. Bruh, all them niggas
all
look
them
tough.
Niggas look tough.
All them niggas look like men.
Everybody had a goddamn singing group back then. They ask one of them OGs, niggas be like, oh, shit, everybody used to sing back then.
Exactly.
You wasn't gonna get no pussy.
You wasn't gonna get
sing.
No pussy.
Everybody's
no,
yeah. Song back then?
Everybody.
Everybody.
And they had that one nigga that was this nigga. And it was the nigga. And then the high pitched voice dude.
Ha, ha,
that dude.
They used to love that nigga. That was their favorite part.
See, look, they don't make women like they used to.
Yeah. They don't.
Women used to be so good, it took five niggas to sing to them.
Exactly. And they had to sing their apology. That's how bad they was. Like, nigga, you had to sing a whole song.
You had to get all your homeboys to help you apologize.
I got something to tell you.
No, that's how the shit start off with a beat. Then a nigga come on, talk about some shit.
He apologizing already.
That ain't got nothing to do with the song. You know, today I was standing in line at the market, and I looked over at the cantaloupes, and that color just reminded me of your skin. And I thought to myself, what a silly man I am.
I got sunshine.
You know what I mean? What a silly man I am to ever allow you to leave my
this
life.
This how you know a nigga was sick, Chico. You listen to the old song. This nigga said, Lenny Williams, Lenny said, I watched TV till TV went off.
You see what I'm saying?
Nigga, you know how long you had to watch TV
for
TV
to go off, nigga?
That nigga said, I listened to all my records until I just didn't want to hear them no more.
That's how sad them niggas. Them niggas used to get sad back then. Them was real niggas,
Chico,
though. We talking about
said,
being fake. Them was
nigga
real
was
niggas
so
back then.
So fucked up over his girl. This nigga said, I wanted to just ball myself up in a little ball
and die. You know what I mean? Have you seen her, nigga?
Now,
have you seen her? Like, them
now
niggas.
I spent the check on that pussy.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Them niggas.
Hold up, Chico.
They was
nigga
looking
said,
for the bitch. It was asking everybody, have you seen her?
This nigga said, I see her face everywhere.
Where I go.
She's in my dreams, in my heart, at the picture show. Nigga,
the picture show. They don't even have him no more, nigga. He was looking for a bitch at the picture
show. Hold up,
show.
Nigga. He didn't say the movies.
He said the
picture show, nigga.
You know, them niggas was asking, why? Oh, why did you have to leave and go away?
Then the nigga with good sense, why did you leave me, bitch?
You know what I mean? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, back then, it was different. And the women was different,
love
too. Because you remember how the women used to talk to the niggas? The women knew they had a strong nigga. Have a whole nother family. Bitch, called Barbara. This is Martha. I was just calling to let you know I'm not letting the nigga go. So, you need to figure out what the fuck you gonna do over there. I'm gonna figure it out over here. And
bitch, you can have him on Wednesdays.
You can have
him
on Wednesdays and
I work
Tuesdays.
Nights, Wednesdays and Thursdays.
You know
anyway.
What I mean? But you know what I mean? You know what I think would be dope? If we had the versions of them songs today. Like, what would it sound like if that song was sang today?
But see, that's exactly what we was talking about, though.
Can you turn a future song into an old school song?
Exactly.
That's the difference now.
I just want to tell you.
That shit was real.
I don't mind spending a check on that pussy.
There you go.
That's how you do it.
I brought her back today. I don't do nothing fugly.
I just couldn't see myself spending a bag on that pussy for a woman named Martha.
Yeah.
That pussy had it too. Martha had
it. It got to.
She got a lot of purse.
That's
though.
A wolf.
Martha know how to motherfucker. Martha can take a cake out the oven with no mitts, nigga. Martha's a bad motherfucker. Fuck with Martha if you want to.
Martha put some butter on your burn.
Exactly. Go in there, look in there, get that
stick of butter.
That stick of butter out of there.
Shout out to all the old school black women with them hard, firm titties.
Yeah. They miss mothers. Woo. Motherfuckers, you bump into them, you be
you
like,
know
ooh.
Them. You know them gospel music titties.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Them Shirley Caesar titties.
Yeah, them sing acapella gospel
titties.
Yeah,
exactly.
Hold on.
What are they, DC?
That I'm like. Titties.
Exactly. That's
like,
what they
damn,
is.
Damn, those titties is big. You got a big diaphragm.
One more time.
titties. That's what they
is. Ah! That don't need no drama,
hey,
no
man,
organ.
We are in here. 85 South Show.
85 South.
Got my dog Chico being in here.
Yeah,
we just
man.
Kicking the motherfucking wheel.
Titties. That's how you got to do it.
Chico, who this podcast for, man?
Man, you know who this podcast for. This podcast is for niggas that will make they shoes from scratch with some shit they ordered off the internet. Nigga will order something to clean they shoes with that got the most vicious description on it in the world. These niggas be in the mall. They got a kiosk in the mall.
Everything.
You ever seen them niggas that clean one of your shoes off
clean
real good?
One goddamn shoe.
Clean one shoe and talk to you the whole time.
Now
so,
you
yeah.
got to buy the shit because your
other
shoe
Yeah, now your other shoe fucked up, nigga. Them niggas, this is for them niggas that's in the mall bringing one nigga's shoe back to life. Bringing shoes back to life 1 foot at a time, nigga.
Right.
This is for y'all, nigga.
And that one shoe they clean, though, be clean for a long ass
time. Exactly. Right.
Then you try to use it. That shit don't work.
Yeah,
don't work
the other shoe don't never
that was some other shit
personal.
He was cleaning your shit with. I know. And man, this podcast is for them ladies. We got them
titties.
Rose. Shit. Man, we've been out here.
Hell yeah, man.
Man, the weed out here so goddamn good.
It's
man,
good. It's I like the energetic weed. As soon as I smoke, I just be ran off on the plug twice.
That's another. You know what? Speaking of, it must be like we call this shit. It must be two sides. That's
must
the name.
Be two sides.
That's
man.
That's the fakest shit. In the world.
Nigga talking about
ran off on the plug twice.
You ain't run off
first
on
of all,
plug.
You ain't run off. Who the fuck's your plug?
Niggas praying
to where
the
you
plug.
Can run off on the motherfucker first. Like on foot. This nigga Ply's doing a running dance. Let me tell you something.
Hold
if
up.
You can run off on your plug, that nigga ain't a plug. Bruh. Right?
That's just like the nigga in training today when Snoop Dogg was running from the police in that wheelchair. They was right. Like, oh, we're going to let him go down the street a little longer.
Yeah, we get that cardio in.
I don't understand.
Ran off on the plug twice.
What make a nigga in a wheelchair think he going to run away from somebody? All right, this episode called It Must
joke,
Be Too Sad. It must be
I'm
too
glad
sad.
To keep it to yourself. All right, they already
how y'all
on
feel
our
about
head.
The fake ladies on social media? Big old fake titties, big asses.
I mean,
trainers.
You know, to each his own. The only reason they do it is because it's niggas out here who love it, and that's what they feel like they need to get attention. That's the thing, man. Attention ain't the
give a fuck about
attention. Attention is the root of all evil now, like Fabulous say, man. So everybody is addicted to attention in some way, shape, or form. So all the ladies is they just looking for attention that they should have got from their daddies.
That's what I hate about doing this shit. See, now I'm the one on the show. I be having to do all the social media and shit. Now the ladies want me to ask y'all what type of women y'all like, since you don't like all this fake shit. We're going to start with Flack, because I know this nigga got crazy ass.
Yeah, that's easy one for me.
What type? The women want to know what type of women you like.
Man, I just like hoes on command, man.
What kind of titties you like them girls to have?
Motherfucker be like, ah!
titties.
You know what I'm saying? I like my women on command, man.
On
really,
command?
I like low self-esteem hoes.
For real?
You know what I'm saying? Bitches ain't you know, you want to be shit in life, but you got a nigga like me to tell you fuck that shit.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Them type of bitches I like.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Make a nigga fuck a whole job up, bitch.
You
going in the bank, hoe, and you risking your job.
Stealing from me.
Let's do it.
Stupid ass.
Only for you, DC. That's right, bitch.
That's what you want?
That's right.
So, ladies, you heard it first.
You know
first.
Why? She got them titties.
Yes,
sir.
Only for DC.
Only
Chico,
for me.
What you like?
I like, you know what I'm saying, real women. And when I say real women, like, this is what I mean. Like,
type,
shit,
like the type of chick that'll do her own perm in the kitchen?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Like, I like, for example, if your bra and panties match every day, you ain't the bitch for me.
No.
Because right? It means you got too much time on
right.
your hands. Like, bitch, you ain't never rushing nowhere. Like,
no.
Why the fuck do you got time to make sure your shit match
yeah,
every day?
Mismatch. Like, I want that shit
yeah,
to
I want you to have on a Victoria's Secret bra and some Hanes draw sometimes,
right.
bitch, so I can know you try. You got ambition. Like,
shout
I like
out to all the women.
Regular
the Victoria's
women.
Victoria's Secret.
You know what I'm saying? I like regular women,
yeah.
man. I like bitches that suck dick with their hair wrapped. Like,
right.
that's you. You are for me. All right? That's what I need. I don't need no bitch that got to, you know, you got to worry about fucking this bitch hair up. No, she come in
I
with the hair wrapped already and the shit around. And then, you know, I like
if
regular
If I go
bitch.
Over her house.
They paint their own toes and
if
shit.
She don't use the Walmart bag for the garbage bag.
In the bathroom. Then you can't fuck with her. Exactly.
I got a bag after, on all my does because I'm just that damn lazy.
Right.
Exactly. But that's them real women. I mean, you know, it, like I said, to the dudes who like the chicks, the Instagram
I like women
who
got a little bit of hair on their coochie.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a little bit.
You know what I mean? Pimp C had a great line.
I like a couple
Pimp
bitches.
Pimp C had
got
a great line about
Harry
Pussy that I think is one of the greatest rap lines.
Say it.
In history.
I know it, but say it.
You know what I mean? He said, I think it was, you know what I mean? Bitch, when I get to the crib, then you know what it is. I want to see them pussy heads because I don't fuck with no kids.
There it is.
You know what I'm saying?
Rest
yeah,
in peace
to Pimp
C. I
know a lot of bitches with pussy heads that got kids. So what that mean?
No, he
said, I don't want to fuck with no kids.
Meaning, like,
meaning,
you ain't
I,
old
you
enough.
Ain't, you ain't
oh,
old
okay.
enough to get no dick, is what
right.
I'm saying.
Okay.
We'll be having to explain shit to
yeah, you do.
I
like my bitches with their bed on the floor.
Yeah.
So I know they
oh, that's
can't.
A
they
super
can't,
real
they can't
bitch
hide
right
shit up
that's
under the
real,
bed.
That's real.
Yeah, that's a real, real
you know what
bitch.
What I'm
right
yeah.
Like, what the fuck, my shoes,
you know
I
mean?
Bro, you know what I like?
I like bitches that got shoes in their trunk.
I like women who got
like
a check engine light on.
Yeah,
yeah I love them hoes.
Yeah,
they're so
boy.
Humble.
They
when
real
you walk
humble.
Them to the car. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like them hoes who car run hot but don't ask you to go out and check it.
Right.
Oh, my God.
She know how to slick fix it a little bit. Just bring me a gallon of water outside. Yeah.
That's what Kool-Aid.
Yeah, I like that.
Like a bitch that ride your dick with one of your shirts on and shit, then she don't even get all the way naked, nigga. She just like, you know, fuck it. I know what you know what I look like. I ain't got to impress you no more. The bitches just want to make you nut, and that's it.
I like them bitches who take pictures on the ground with their niggas but just sent you a, hey, stranger text.
Oh.
Hey, I like them.
You like foul bitches.
I love them hoes.
Flat. I like the chick who don't take their bra off. They just flip the titty out the front.
Yeah, that's good right
there.
That's my thing. Then they had that line going across with that pressure and set on the top of their titty.
Them all day at work titties.
All day at work titties are beautiful, man.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? You got the motherfucking bra with the lint balls on them because you done wash it and the shit from your sweatpants stuck to the bra and the lint brush don't get it all.
Yeah.
Yeah, bitch,
if you meet
a
chick and her sister ain't her best friend, that ain't the one to fuck with.
That ain't the one to fuck with, yeah.
I like women who get along with their mama 3 days a week.
Yep, and then the other
cuss
two, they
mom
always,
out Thursday,
yeah,
don't
they
speak to
a
Friday, then they go shopping Saturday
yeah,
morning.
Man.
Yeah,
women that got them family
I
issues.
Like,
there's always something going on with her. Somebody,
yeah.
They call you, hey, how are you? Let me tell you about my sister. Like, go
I
ahead,
like those,
I like
girls with the
women.
Big titties who always had to pull their shirt down in the front.
Yep.
Because it don't fit right.
I like them older women who make the oldest child watch the younger children. Watch, so you
there
can
you
fuck
go.
Them.
Yeah.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? Take the kids. Put them in the living room. And just watch them, damn it.
Hell yeah.
I like them women
that
fuck anywhere. Like, and that's the thing. That's in the real nigga handbook, too.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't a real nigga if you ain't never got no pussy while you're in a house full of people. Like,
right.
You ain't never fucked when your mama was asleep or something like
that. I love
that
shit.
Like,
that
I love
attention.
Women. I love women who's used to that.
I
like,
told you, my house
bitch,
was.
Bitch, we had a repass, but fuck it.
My mama was a hoarder.
Let's do it.
Nigga, my mama was a hoarder, so it was shit.
We had a repass. I know shit's sad, but let's make each other happy.
My mama
you know
was
what I'm saying?
A hoarder, right?
Pull them drawers to the side.
We had shit everywhere where it was covering up the dough, so I had a curtain. For a dope. I still with him bitches and shit. I just
behind
have to,
the curtain?
I used to have to listen.
That's what we gonna call your special, nigga. Fuck behind the music.
I
DC
just
Young
have
Fly
to
behind the curtain.
I just used to have to listen for the squeaks in the stairs. Hold up. Okay.
Yeah,
as long as ain't no squeaking.
I remember my mama
long
caught,
ain't no squeaking.
My mama caught me getting some pussy one time at the house, right? I was upstairs fucking in the living room. I had in my apartment in DC, upstairs, downstairs apartment and shit, right? So downstairs was all the bedrooms and that shit. So I'm upstairs fucking and shit on the couch. My mama hit me upstairs fucking. She yell up. My mama called me Tony. Tony! What you up there doing? I was like, nothing. This bitch take off running out the house. Nigga draws off everything. And I'm like, bitch, where was you going? Your clothes was still here. She was like, I didn't want her to come upstairs and see me like that. I was like, bitch, come make me now fuck
you around. Whole neighborhood see your ass like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. What the hell is wrong with you? Hey, you know what I mean? You ever been caught getting some pussy before?
I almost got caught jacking off one time.
Damn.
That's hard.
My ass damn. Was out, John. Look, I'm facing the opposite side. I'm facing the window. I'm giving this hoe the business. You know what I'm saying? I'm room, room, room. My mama come in. She's like, what you doing? I'm like, my finna go to the bathroom. She like, well, take your clothes off in the bathroom and not in the bed.
Oh, yeah. I ain't never got caught jerking off before, but I done left the porn in the VCR so many goddamn times. Anybody ever did that shit?
Yeah, man.
Like, you was watching the porn and forgot shit. That motherfucker was in the VCR, nigga? Whoa, boy. I tried to leave school early one time I did that shit, nigga. I was so scared. I remember I walked in the house the first time it happened to me. My mama had the porn in her hand. She was like, what's this? I'm like, it's yours. She was like, well, what you doing looking at it? I was like, I just wanted to see what they was doing on there. She was like, how you know they was doing something on here? I was like, I don't know. She was like, what you doing? Is you playing with yourself? Nigga, that was one of the hardest questions I ever been asked in my life.
That's one of the ones. That's one of the ones you got to say, huh?
You playing with your dick is what I'm asking you. I'm like,
no, ma'am.
No, I don't do that. She was like, yes, she is. You're here playing with your little dick, ain't you? I'm like, no. Hey. It started making me uncomfortable because I don't know if I'm going to get my ass whooped, but I'd rather take the whooping at that time.
Didn't they admit that shit?
Yeah, didn't admit I was in here playing with my dick in your room and shit. Like, that shit ain't cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm in your room playing with my dick in your room on the VCR.
But then when you done watched the porno, you done found, like, when did your mama got time to sit there and watch this shit?
Exactly. Exactly.
Hey, let me
this
you
was
though.
The old days.
My mom, my dad old as shit, so I call he a pastor. Mm-hmm. So he don't never have his door, you know what I'm saying, locked. You feel what I'm saying? So I kind of went in the room real fast, and he hit the channel. And I see with some old porn and shit, and he was mad that I walked in. What you doing? What you doing? I'm like, nigga, I always come in here. Nigga, what are you doing? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
That nigga had some old porn books behind his bed. All them hoes had hell on their pussy.
Yeah, that's what they like.
That nigga got some hoes from the 13s.
Exactly, nigga. That's what I'm saying.
Nigga,
yeah. Damn. Like, that's what I mean. That's, but you know, I like women that you can share this type of shit with, bitch. If I can't sit there and have a conversation with you and you tell me some shit back that didn't happen to you regular, then fuck you.
What's
bitch.
Some wild shit a chick to ask you to do to her, man?
Ask me to do to her? Let me think, man. I done had some bitches ask me to do some wild shit.
Like, you ever
man.
Had the chick that asked you to, like, for real choke her? Like, choke,
oh, yeah,
choke,
I know,
choke.
Yeah. A lot like, of my no, bitches like that.
Not like you choking her and she mad that you choking her like a bitch. Like, no, nigga.
Choke me.
Right.
Tater. You be like, oh, this bitch went to jail before.
Right.
Like, why she so aggressive? You know what I'm saying? Why she so aggressive? You know what I would have fucked with you? You know when you fucking and you doing your best fucking? Yeah, ladies, y'all don't think a nigga know y'all do this. Y'all just be saying that deeper shit just to say you was fucking back. Because you ever been fucking a bitch say deeper and you be like, really, bitch? She's a trooper. Then you get the foul, and she get to putting them hands on your baby. Like, wait a minute. Like, well, wait a minute, bitch. What you mean?
She start telling you shit ain't got nothing to do with the fuck. Yeah. I got to work tomorrow.
Exactly. Why? What the fuck that got to do with anything? You said you trying to fuck with my ego and make it seem like you a champ. Nigga get to really throwing that sausage at you. Now you talking about something. It's a lie. The bitch, so? Okay? It was a lie for me to get over here.
I hate
and away from niggas be having to lead their family
deeper.
To come fuck
I
with you.
I hate when the bitch say deeper and you giving her all the shit you was giving. What you mean, deeper? Bitch, I'm deep. I'm deep. Is you telling me your shit longer than this? It ain't me. It's you.
Man, what if we said that shit to her? Give me some more pussy.
Give me some more pussy.
Give me some more pussy.
This ain't enough pussy.
This ain't enough pussy.
This ain't enough pussy.
Give me some more pussy.
Throw some. I need about another 3 inches of pussy.
You request to go
pussy,
deeper.
Bitch.
I want to go deeper.
I want to go deeper. Get another pussy in here. This ain't enough for me. All right.
What time the other side of your pussy open up?
Exactly.
I want to get in the VIP section.
I want to get in the VIP section of the pussy where it's warmer.
Yeah. Give me I need a section.
We're still in the parking lot.
I want to go deeper.
I ain't got in the club yet, bitch.
What you got to start beating them to it. I want to go deeper.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to tell you this
Take
now.
Take that option.
Before I get in this pussy, I'm about to go deep.
I'm about to go deep.
Real.
You got to talk
you
like
ever
Liam Neeson off Taken. I have a particular set of skills and a particular number of inches of dick. If you do that, stop playing.
I'm going
I will
to kill
find you.
You. I'm going to kill you.
And I will fuck you. And I will kill you. Your pussy, that is.
That's what Stacey Dash. Now, you heard this shit she been talking?
Man, Stacey Dash. Doing? What she do with another bitch?
She said they need to get rid of BET and Black History Month.
BET is the real life version of that character Dave Chappelle did on the show. That was the conductor of the racial draft, the white dude.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's who she is for real. Like, she's crazy. I mean, but the crazy thing about it is, for people who believe that, like, that's the thing that but people don't understand. Fuck what's true. What can you argue? Like, argument is everything when you talk about politics and what you see on TV. What is a talking point? And she had.
I would like to invite all the white people to just watch BET for one day. Ain't shit on BET helping niggas advance in no
exactly.
kind of way.
Exactly.
Exactly. Old ass programs.
And BET ain't owned by no niggas. So it's like, you know what I mean? But that's the thing. Like, she has the ability to be able to be a talking point. So she come in and she say shit that might not be false. But the truth
in it
is
true.
Exactly. It ain't no truth. It might not be true either. So now it makes motherfuckers want
to
talk about it. Like,
but
Donald Trump just said that he could stand in the middle of the street and shoot a motherfucker and wouldn't lose no voters. Like, that's some gangster shit to say right there.
That is the realest you have seen a white man be in so long.
Exactly.
A white man just, out of all the niggas getting shot, a white man can come out and say, shit, I could pretty much shoot a motherfucker and won't nothing happen.
Hey.
Just to add insult to
injury.
Titties.
Yeah, them different titties right there. You know what I mean? Hey, man, why y'all got this jail shit on in here right now, man? Don't anybody want to see this shit? Nigga, they, the motherfuckers.
You got the LL Cool J fan.
Then turn some jail shit on.
We had to turn some jail shit on so we could talk about real gangsters versus fake ones.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's where all the real gangsters at.
All the
right
real
there.
Gangsters.
Or there or in the graveyard.
Like,
that's where all the real gangsters
are. Real gangsters
at.
Don't argue on social media.
Real gangsters don't let you know they're gangsters. Real gangsters don't want no problems.
Damn sure don't.
Real gangsters don't want no problems.
Real gangsters got that Metro phone from Walmart.
Exactly.
That came in the little Verizon box. It's a flip phone.
Real gangsters, I go to church and go and walk down while the preacher.
Yeah.
And just stand there.
Real gangsters.
With gunpowder still on his
finger. Exactly. Real gangsters go to church wearing a polo shirt, some khakis, and some Jordans.
Real gangsters got jewelry that you can't buy nowhere but from the nigga he got it from.
Real gangsters
wear their hat in church.
Real gangsters got a fucked up tattoo. They get mad if you say something about it.
Real gangsters ain't never got no gas in their whips. Real gangsters always running low on gas.
Real gangsters smoke meat.
Real gangsters do smoke meat.
Real gangsters don't even. Real gangsters smoke Black and Mild miles and they just chew on the tip. They don't even smoke them.
Real gangsters let you shoot the dice and never touch them. No, go ahead. Keep shooting.
I'm just going to side bet.
Don't kill yourself to death.
Real gangsters walk around with an ounce of weed and don't even smoke. They just keep it for everybody else.
Right. That's what real gangsters. Real gangsters definitely ain't under a nigga comments arguing on the internet telling the nigga what they going to do.
Real gangsters.
A real gangster will step in and act like your daddy but won't do the same shit for his own kid.
Right.
Yeah.
Real gangster girlfriend really be too young to be a girlfriend but can't nobody say shit.
Yeah, exactly. Because he a gangster. He a gangster. Right. You can't say nothing to Roy and shit.
Not even that.
Bitch be 17, but the bitch be bad in the hood. You know that one bitch that never fuck with the niggas that's your age. She fucking with big Cadillac Roy that sell pills and shit.
And he beating up.
And he whooping her ass, yeah.
Beating her up. But
she got some brothers, but they scared of the nigga and shit. And they end up killing them later and shit.
Real gangsta, you know what I mean?
That's who killed Roy.
And beat up their baby mama and their girlfriend the same day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Real gangsta nigga come snatch a bitch up by her hair at her job and dare a supervisor to say something.
Hey, real gangsta niggas call home from jail and be like, yeah, don't even come get me.
Y'all, nigga, it's crazy, man. Yeah, 85 South Show.
The 85 South Show.
That's what we do, man. Subscribe us, man. ComedyHype.com.
What the fake gangsters be doing, DCO Fly?
Man, this is what the fake gangsters do. They just do the fake shit.
Yeah, that's what,
the fakest shit of them all.
The fakest shit. A fake gangster getting your comments on Instagram and tell you you're a pussy ass fuck nigga and his account is private.
That's what fake gangsters do.
Fake gangsters take pictures with guns and post them on their social media.
Like a nigga
they stopped making them when them niggas took them pictures. Like,
you feel
like,
yep,
up, that's it. No more guns being made. We the only niggas got them now, so everybody should be afraid of this picture
fake
that we took with the motherfucker.
Fake gangster is just a pussy ass nigga. Exactly. A fake gangster is the one, remember what we said, tell your girlfriend about some shit you doing.
Exactly. Right. Suck ass.
Hoe ass, boy.
Sucker ass nigga.
Sucker ass nigga.
That's what you is.
Fake gangsters sit around and watch other nigga pockets all goddamn.
Yeah, exactly.
Keeping up with other niggas and shit.
Yeah.
Fake gangsters.
Say shit to you like, man, I see you doing your thing big time. Set your sucker ass up.
Fake gangsters will go tell some nigga. Shit, say some shit about you to another nigga and then come to you and say some shit about the same nigga he just told some other shit about
that's
you.
That's a hoe ass nigga.
You a hoe ass nigga.
Yeah, you are. If you ride around with niggas and you cool with who you cool with just because they around and you do the same shit when they're, man, you's a fake ass nigga. You just cool with whoever.
But that's the problem. We get to say what the fuck we want to say. On Comedy Height on 85 South, y'all need to download this podcast, nigga.
Bro, you going
pussy
hard.
Pussy ass nigga.
What's going to happen if
do you give a fuck if the pussy niggas listen to the podcast?
Nope, because that's more money for me.
Exactly.
Pussy ass nigga.
Sing that shit.
More money for me.
You got to put that pussy ass nigga on the internet.
Pussy ass nigga.
There you go.
Yeah, that pussy ass nigga.
Hey. You know what's crazy though? It's gonna be some niggas who you know for a fact don't like us gonna listen to this shit. What would you like to say to them?
I'd like to say fuck you very much, nigga.
Well, I swear on everything.
Fuck you very, very much.
Fuck with right. Look, you ain't seen
fuck
my,
you
like,
very much. No, wait. Let me just get that out there to these niggas. Hey man, fuck you very much.
He took it right.
Fuck you very much, man.
What I want
to
say.
I can't say fuck you enough, man. Fuck you very, very much. Continue to be a fuck nigga and listen to this shit and hate and be mad and pray that some bad shit happen to me.
You know what?
And I'm going to keep on saying fuck you,
you know
very
what?
Much.
You lame niggas, this is what I want to tell y'all. I'm fucking them same bitches that y'all jack y'all dick off to.
Evil laugh, nigga.
What is wrong with
them
you?
Niggas be having, they be on their wallpaper. They just be jacking off. I'm at the house fucking them bitches for real.
You heard the 60s come out that nigga?
Ah, for real. That's the Eddie Murphy.
See, y'all some terrible motherfuckers.
Buddy love.
Y'all some terrible motherfuckers.
What you got
the
to
only
say
thing
to
I want
to
say to the people who watching this show, listening to this show, who may or may not like us, I would just like to say, at any given point in your life, whenever you decide, you can quit being a bitch-ass nigga.
It ain't never too late to do that.
It ain't never too late to quit being a bitch-ass nigga.
It ain't never too late.
You can start being a real nigga right now.
No, you can't start being a real nigga
You can
right
start
now.
Making
You can't
steps.
Start being a real nigga. You can just stop being a bitch-ass nigga.
You can just
nigga.
Stop being a fuck nigga.
There you go.
And but then that's said, real right there. So you already improving.
There it is. Niggas,
I just want
nigga,
one person.
Nigga in the back rapping and hitting us with
to
the
To listen
up
to this shit and not be a
nigga,
fuck
nigga. Hitting
like if we change one fuck nigga life.
He's slightly being a fuck nigga right now. We talking about some real shit. I don't think he liked the message because this shit might apply to him. He keep telling us to wrap this shit up. You great. Say something he don't like.
No, the spirit moving.
That's what it is.
We done got to what we were really supposed to be talking about. Exactly. It wasn't about the other shit.
Exactly.
We really supposed to be trying to help one or two of
these
bitch-ass
niggas. Exactly.
We need to help them. It ain't a lot of fathers in the community. It's somebody that, you know what? Sometimes they just need to hear you say, hey, quit being a bitch-ass nigga, man.
Help a bit. Damn. Then you all right, nigga? Your sinus is fucked up, nigga? You sound like a monster.
That shit.
I'm over here texting the bitch, nigga. Ah! Fucking nigga, your bitch, nigga.
Really make these niggas.
Nobody love.
Yeah, you know what? We need to start the Help a Fuck Nigga Foundation.
Hell no, I ain't helping them fuck niggas. Let them die.
Help a fuck nigga Foundation.
Die, nigga, die.
You know
but what
saying?
If it ain't they fault? Like,
I
lie,
Kingdom, nigga.
You got 1 minute.
I lie, Kingdom, nigga. I hold it.
Holding up the 1 minute
and
sign.
Just drop
like they can't edit this shit out, nigga.
Okay.
Niggas don't want to work and shit. Y'all got 1 minute. No, the fuck
nigga,
we don't, nigga.
We got to hurry up.
We got many minutes as we need in this
Look,
bitch.
Them niggas going to leave. I'm going to press record again. Ah, we back.
We back. 85 South, nigga. We in here.
This
going
to call it 85
West Coast.
Hey, Chico.
Yeah.
Appreciate you holding it down.
Man, you know I love y'all niggas, man. Y'all my niggas,
I appreciate it. Y'all can't see it, but I'm trying to dap him up. He won't give me dap.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, we
nigga,
just
you
got
a snicker. I'm allergic to nuts, nigga. You trying to kill me in this
shit,
motherfucker.
My bad, nigga.
That's why I wasn't dapping you up, nigga.
My bad. Nigga, I washed your hand. My bad.
You trying
allergic,
to kill me, nigga.
You allergic to nuts, bro?
Yeah, nigga. I'm allergic to nuts and bitches that want to get a nigga to put a strap on their chin, bitch. I'm allergic to all that shit.
You was eating some honey roasted nuts last night.
No, I wasn't, nigga. I'd have been at a funeral today.
That
nigga, if I'd have did that. That'll
shout out
dead.
To everybody with nut
Damn.
Allergies.
Yeah, all nuts.
That's
nigga.
The dumbest shit I heard. You can't go around. They got nuts in it.
I got to ask about everything. Nigga be like, frying some chicken. It got nuts in it, bitch.
It
don't got no nuts in your fried
no
chicken, dude. Because I die if I eat that shit.
Hell
so.
No.
That's crazy. You know, a lot of shit got nuts in it.
Yeah, and I don't eat a lot of shit.
That's crazy, Chico. Mm-hmm. Now I know.
Chico Bean.
Yeah,
where
man.
They gonna find you at, man?
Chico Bean, ChicoBean, Instagram, Chico Bean, the number 3 on Snapchat, and I don't fuck with Facebook again.
Hey, you know,
and
we got
nuts.
We got a few people.
Or nuts. No
we got
nuts.
A few big people who listen to us, man. Let them know where they could book you. You got an email or some shit.
Yeah, so. Booking Chico Bean at Gmail, man. So come fuck with us, man. Fuck with the shit. Book this, me and this sucker nigga here. Come do a show,
man,
so I can show you just how much better I am
show.
Than
this.
This
my goddamn show.
Listen,
you don't talk to me like that.
You my goddamn child.
You don't talk to
That's
me like
that. That's what it is. You
nigga,
my
I'm
son.
Your, I'm your father.
I'm your motherfucking daddy,
I signed
nigga.
Your birth certificate.
Nigga, know you. How you signed
you
a birth certificate
you almost
of a
made
nigga
me
who
say the shit,
nut.
Bro. I almost said the
you
shit,
I mean, I bust the nut.
I signed the nigga birth certificate.
Before the birth certificate, sucker. What fuck out of here, nigga.
I remember when you was a zygote, nigga.
Nigga, I remember when you used to write your rhymes down in the composition book, and I used to tell you, fuck this shit, nigga. It's horrible.
Yeah, right after you stole it.
Nah, fuck you, nigga.
At least
I ain't
I
never
wrote,
stole
man.
It.
Nah. I don't remember you writing shit.
I don't have to, nigga. My brain, my head big enough for me to remember all my shit. Yeah. I remember everything ever
no,
happened.
You
remember. Motherfucker.
You don't remember
I remember
shit.
Everything ever
why you don't
happened.
Remember your own rhymes?
Nigga, I remember my rhyme. Yeah, DC, you go get you some pussy.
Because
this motherfucker over here acting like one. That's what's going on right now.
Both of these niggas fight with a cigarette in their mouth.
Exactly, what, motherfucker.
I'm gone.
Nigga still mad I used to fuck with Cheryl. I took Cheryl to the goddamn
fuck
Ready
Cheryl.
For the World.
Fuck Cheryl.
I took Cheryl to the Ready for the World concert. This motherfucker still mad.
This ain't got nothing to do with light-skinned Cheryl. Why you bring up Cheryl?
You know why I brought up Cheryl. Nigga, you still love Cheryl. Fuck out of here,
nigga. Lock the keys in the Cadillac, motherfucker.
That was an accident, motherfucker. You knew I was high. The fuck out of here.
This
I was on that cocaine
this
back
the
85 then.
South
you
show.
Sold me the cocaine.
This the 85 South Show. Chico Bean, he done fucked
yeah.
it up for guests. We don't want
yeah.
nobody else on the
yeah.
show.
Yeah.
Fuck this nigga.
Yeah.
Whatever. That's why I'm getting my
South.
Own show on MTV.
Yeah, I bet you are. It's going to be called the Chico Bean Show, motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah, edit that motherfucker out. We're not even going to use him for this episode. Fuck Chico. We're going to mute all his parts. That's why I'm still talking. My goddamn show. Loop this. Play this hit 2 times at the end.
85.
Follow me.
85. 85. 85.